Excuse me. Not even the sweeties got to hear that exclusive burp.
Look at that. See, I'm messing with my my shish settings for some reason. I don't know. Hopefully it didn't mess anything up for you there. I wanted to see a bigger picture of myself to see what I looked like since I'm not operating under the 4K guarantee tonight.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I wanted to get an idea of what it looked like and like how much of my body you could see. I was curious about that because usually it's just like chest up. So I didn't know if like my crotch was in the view or not.
This is a zero crotch guarantee.
Okay, great. Yeah. Zero crotch. Good.
I mean, we can see most of your torso.
Can you see this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, and then
how about
belly.
This? No. Can you see this now? Okay. No. So that's the cutoff. The waistband is the cutoff.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's almost this full torso. You're getting the full torso tonight, baby.
Yeah. No, no 4K, just full torso.
That's right. A new thing that we're trying out. The full torso Tuesday.
just for you though, because
actually
for me it's right. Just chest up.
That's right. And actually even full torso Friday, but I guess on Fridays when this comes out you wouldn't have the video. The video is more of a Tuesday thing.
Right, yeah. Unless you go on to Twitch.tv and watch, because you can go back and watch.
That is true, but they're only available for a week. So if you do want to go back and watch us beautiful boys in action live on your TV screens, you got to do it at twitch.tv/omgsorandomhehe, and it's there for a week.
Yeah, and if it's been 1 week, then the episode is gone.
It's gone. Bye bye.
Mimi.
Welcome, everybody. If you're watching live on Twitch, or if you did go back and watch, like as we were just suggesting, during our entrance song, I was trying to do my best impression of, have you seen that Jay-Z gif where he's like nodding his head to some
music? Yeah.
I think it's actually Coldplay because I remember when that happened.
Really?
And he's like, I was trying to do that to the theme song.
I did not pick up on that whatsoever.
Okay. I don't know how you would have. Like, it wasn't that clear of an impression, but in my mind it was. I was like, I look just like Jay-Z in that gif.
I want to really quick congratulate the indie darling of the year at the Oscars, Oppenheimer, won Best Picture.
That's right.
I really want to congratulate Oppenheimer and the cast because you are now officially a da bomb.
I got to tell you, I haven't seen Oppenheimer, and that's because there's only one of them.
That's
because
true.
As longtime listeners know, the only films
there is
I'll
one,
see
Oppenheimer.
Is when there's movies three, right. And there's only one of them. So to me, this is a giant Oppenheimer by the Academy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this the Academy? I don't even know if this is the one that the Academy does.
It is. Yeah, okay. It is. It is. It is the Academy. And frankly, it's a huge Oppenheimer on their part for not allowing Oppenheimer 2 and 3 to be released before giving it Best Picture.
Right. Because I couldn't even see it.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't been able to see, I don't think, any of the movies that were up for consideration this year. Or should I say films, because they entered into the award. Like, they were nominated for awards. So once that happens, that's a film for sure.
Yes. You can still call them pictures, because...
Pictures, right.
Best picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I saw Oppenheimer in 70 millimeter IMAX.
Look at you.
Yes. So I am a true film connoisseur. And, you know, when the bomb hit, the entire audience as one just said, Oppenheimer.
That was the big Oppenheimer of the movie. That's what it's named right. after.
And then everybody walked out because that was the end.
Yeah. Is that how it ends? Spoiler alert.
That's how it ends. And it says, like, on the screen, 3 seconds before it happens, it says, get ready to say Oppenheimer. And then when the bomb drops, that's how you know. And you can't say it with any inflection. You just say Oppenheimer. And you get up and walk out silently.
So, everybody that, like, you know, when you see it in the theaters, is it only part of, like, the IMAX experience that everyone joins in together and says Oppenheimer, or is it any theater?
I really don't know, because I only saw it in IMAX. Now, it is very possible that every movie theater was legally obligated by Christopher Nolan to do this.
Yeah.
You must obey the Oppenheimer guarantee.
Right.
And make every single audience member say Oppenheimer before they leave the theater.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But, and everyone does Oppenheimer, and then it goes to credits, and then it's done, right? Everyone just gets up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No one stayed for the credits.
No, they don't want you to, I heard, for that.
Right. Yeah.
Because there was an Oppenheimer in the credits.
Right.
Yeah.
Right before the credits started rolling, on the screen it said, please leave this instant and please do it quietly. Do not talk. Do not stay for the credits. And of course there were some people who tried to stay.
Right. And they were escorted out. I heard
they were.
I did read it. I read a news article about that. Yeah.
They were escorted out because the ushers themselves were actually dressed up like Oppenheimer.
Mm.
And they were like, sorry, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You can't stay in the fallout.
Right. Right. They're just being safe.
Right.
So
congratulations, Oppenheimer. It was a really immersive experience when I went to the theater to see it. Hopefully someday Oppenheimer 2 and Oppenheimer 3 will come out so that you can also see it.
Right. Well, if they end with a big explosion, though, I mean, it's hard to imagine there's any possibility of doing a sequel.
I think, and here's the beauty of the Oppenheimer trilogy.
Right.
Each explosion gets bigger.
Whoa. You're right.
So by Oppenheimer 3, you know, maybe it's an explosion in space. Who knows?
Wow.
You know?
You're right.
It just keeps getting bigger.
Oppenheimer 3, the enormous Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Oppenheimer 3, God's big Oppenheimer.
Right. Yeah.
And that could be like a supernova. That could even be a natural thing, you know? Or the sun explodes. The ultimate Oppenheimer.
That is the ultimate Oppenheimer for sure.
Yeah. And I could imagine, like, when the sun explodes, that's when they start playing Champagne Supernova by Oasis.
Of course. Yeah. Great song.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Yeah. Unbelievable. That's what Sir would say as he saw it.
Unbelievable.
As he saw the sun explode. Unbelievable.
I watched the sun explode on a big screen this weekend. Unbelievable. Can't imagine it'd be really cold afterwards. I'll make sure personally that it never happens. Trust me. I'm the guy that can do it. No, Joe Biden's trying to make the sun explode like in the Oppenheimer 3. I promise I won't let it happen. Yeah. I look directly at the sun every day to make sure it's there. It's there.
Remember during the big eclipse?
Yeah.
And they're like, everyone, all the warnings, don't look at the sun, and there's Sir looking right at it.
Do you think that he will try to do that for the upcoming eclipse?
You know, he might, but Here's the thing. Like, I don't know who all gets to see that, because apparently this is some big thing here in Buffalo where, like, we have the big view. And, like, they're saying over 1 million people are visiting the city just to get the big view.
Really? See, and I heard the Indian
of 2 million.
2 million people. See, I heard that Indianapolis has a really good view.
Okay.
Like in Indiana, at least, that's like the spot to go.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Something about, like, here is supposed to be the big view, and all the, like, hang on a second. What? We're in the path of totality.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you should try to work on getting some shirts made that say the big view.
The big view, yeah.
But just, like, have it be the women of the view on the shirt. I've got the big view every day.
Right. Whoopi.
Yes.
Big Whoopi guy.
Whoopsenheimer. Yeah, she's still.
Wasn't there, like, some view like drama with, like, people leaving? Like, I thought there was, like, a big fight.
And, yeah, like, I'm sure.
The show.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't keep up on it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, people come and go. I don't know, but
Whoopi
stays. Whoopi is the constant. Joy Behar is also always there.
Yeah.
For a long time, I thought she was Regis's wife.
You know, I thought that she was someone else. I can't remember the name that I thought. I really thought she was that other person for the longest time. And then they started calling her Joy Behar. they changed her name on me.
Wow.
I thought it was like, why can't I remember her name? Like, Barbara, I want to say Barbara Streisand, but
Barbara Walters?
No, not Barbara Walters.
Not Baba Wawa?
Not Baba Wawa. No, no. I don't know. Maybe I'll think of it someday. Who knows?
Unbelievable.
But I think they changed her name, is what happened.
They probably did. For ratings.
Right, of course. Yeah. They took the this woman that most people have heard of and replaced her with Joy Behar.
Right.
And everyone's like, who's this? And they all tuned in.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the big switcheroo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
The Behar and Switch, as they were calling
it. Wow. Them. Yeah.
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 And they had a whole dossier on it.
Like, yeah.
The producers.
Yes.
Yeah. I could totally see it.
Yeah. They were, like, leading up to it. Like, they had, like, a 2020 special.
Yes.
And don't miss the Great Behar and Switch.
Hosted by Hugh Downs. I'm pretty sure he's been dead for, like, 30 years, but.
I think he's been dead enough that I don't even know who he is.
I remember he and Baba Wawa were on 2020 when I was a kid. Oh,
is that who that was? Okay, yeah. I do remember, like, that guy.
Yeah,
the older old guy.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Hugh Downs and Baba Wawa.
No, I was thinking of Peter Jennings. Did he, like, take his place then on it for a little bit?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I honestly did not think that we would get into talking about The View and 2020 tonight.
Not at all.
No. You never know what happens when you tune in.
You really don't, because it's so random.
Whoa!
I was just watching some Curb Your Enthusiasm before we recorded.
Nice. I gotta watch the most recent. I'm up to date except for that one.
It's a very good one.
Nice.
I watched that, but I've been rewatching from the beginning. So I just finished the end of season 6, which is when they did the Seinfeld reunion.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a lot of Kramer.
Yes.
And you know, he's doing his
Of course, yeah.
It's great to see.
Yeah. You simply love to see it.
Yeah, and that's what I said every time he was on. You simply love to see it.
Yeah. Speaking of Larry David, there was a photo that got sent in the Discord and then that was going around online that, you know, obviously it was just these two guys together at like the award ceremony.
Yeah.
Just kind of standing next to each other, but like I wish it could become a thing.
Oh yeah.
Larry David and Nathan Fielder just kind of like hanging out.
Yeah. Man, honestly, I'm surprised that Nathan Fielder hasn't made his way on to Curb.
Yeah. Right?
He would be great for it.
Oh, I think he would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of just, they were standing close.
Right. They weren't even like talking.
No, they were not interacting at all. They were both looking in opposite directions. Yeah.
But how epic would it be?
And I do wonder, did they talk? Do they know each other?
Those are
the kind of things that I need to know of. Do they know of each other? I'm sure Nathan knows of Larry.
Yeah.
But I could see it being possible that Larry doesn't know of Nathan.
I bet. Maybe. I bet he does. I bet Larry watched The Curse.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he did.
Okay.
I think he knows who Nathan Fielder is.
Okay.
I'd See, like
this is like the think. Kind of things I would love to have, just like you could like put together your like fantasy podcast, right? Mm. I would just like to have them together at least just once, just to talk, and I'd like to hear it. And then, of course, I'd like for them to make a show together, but
yeah,
you know, just simply anything.
First, a podcast episode, and then a full series.
Yeah, so Larry and Nathan, if you're listening, we'd love to have you both on at the same time. Yes. I think it'd be great.
Two guys on one podcast.
Yeah.
They all speak at the same time. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how it works.
Absolutely huge. I have some big news.
Okay.
So a big life change happened over the weekend.
Oh, shit.
I fricked around and I did a Britney Spears and I shaved my head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's right. You did say you were, I remember you mentioned it. You said you were having your Britney Spears moment.
So when I messaged the Discord while I was waiting to get my hair cut, and I messaged slightly out of annoyance because my barber cuts hair inside a cocktail bar. Don't ask me how it happened. The barber shop is connected to this cocktail bar, and for whatever reason it was fucking packed on Saturday night. I got my hair cut at 8 o'clock at night and it was packed, so there are high top tables in the hair cutting area. People were sitting. It was like, you know, I'm being watched, and usually even on a slow night people will walk in through the barbershop and just gawk, like they'll rubberneck as I'm getting my hair cut. And so it annoys the shit out of me. I love my barber. He's great. Yeah. And he's the only reason I still go there. I hate the place. It's so annoying to me. So when I did that, I messaged the Discord and I said I might frick around and have a Britney Spears moment tonight and shave my head, thinking like I don't want to come here anymore, except for like he does trim my beard as well, and so like I would just get a beard trim and it wouldn't take that long. And then I went ahead and did it. So he shaved my head, and now I have no more hair.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, and it feels pretty good. I'm still getting used to seeing myself like that.
Yeah. Do you feel colder?
I do. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I have to wear a hat a lot more often now.
Yeah. I can imagine that. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Are you 100% simply skin?
Well, not at this point. So
okay.
for those of you watching, I'm going to...
Oh, the hair reveal. Here it is.
I'm going to reveal.
Okay.
So I have some stubble.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's just from... So I got it done on Saturday. It's Tuesday today. It grows faster than I expected. But when I got it done, it was like skin. So
really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. That is a big change.
Yeah. And people at work were kind of surprised, you know, they weren't expecting it.
Yeah. Oh, because you probably can't wear a hat, or can you?
No, I can. I can wear whatever I want. And really, okay. So yesterday I kind of fooled everyone. Usually on Mondays, I get up super early and I drive into work. So it's like I take the 4-hour commute on Monday mornings, and I always wear a hat. And so I just wear a hat into work. So today was my first day. It was like my first day out, you know, with the new look. And some people were like, whoa.
Yeah.
But not like, whoa, you look awful, thankfully.
Right, just a surprise, because it's a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, it's big surprise.
Is sign or cookie or bald?
I kind of want to go back to this barbershop, because there's two things that I'm thinking of. One, isn't there like a lot of hair ending up floating in people's drinks?
You would think.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, I guess I can't speak for how it is earlier in the day. So this barbershop has, I think, 3 or 4 barbers. They're all in shifts. My barber works 3 to 10. Like,
for some reason, I just wanted to want you to call him my Barbara, but
my Barbara. Or like my Docky, my Barbie.
Right. Yeah.
My Docky, my Barbie.
Yeah.
So he works like a later shift. And for some reason, like, my in-laws can't wrap their heads around the fact that I can get my hair cut after, I guess, 5 p.m. Because every time, I always have them, like, I have my appointments scheduled around, like, 8 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's so late. Why is your barber working so late? I don't know. But yeah, you would think there'd be a lot of hair like floating around. And
yeah.
I don't know. I don't ask. I've never once gotten a cocktail there. If I did, it would be in the bar area like a normal human being.
So like if you wanted to, could you get one and bring it in like as you're sitting with the barber?
You know what? I take it back. I have had a cocktail there. Yes. My Barbara actually did buy me a drink. It was the like my haircut right before I got married. He bought me a cocktail and I sipped on it while I was, you know.
Yeah.
And if some of my hair got into it, I don't give a shit because it's my hair.
Right. Yeah, other people's hair floating down into the drinks is was my main concern. The other thing that really came to my mind here is, and I think I can use this to go into something else I'd like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if I'm out at a place with some friends and there's, like, a drink or two involved.
Yeah.
I like to goof around. It's my main thing. It's like, I become the entertainer, you know, I must obtain the laughs from as many people as possible, put on a little show.
Yeah.
And I just imagine myself at something like that with my friends, and we're watching this haircut, but we're like cheering for it and stuff. And we're chanting like, shave the sides, shave the sides, like stuff like this.
This is my worst nightmare.
Right. And I can imagine being really bad for people.
I would be
one of the guys that's like, yeah, shave it. Like if it was getting me laughs at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I would hate it. And then I would go and bitch about it in one of my friend group chats.
Yeah.
This annoying guy, like, heckled and cheered my entire fucking haircut.
I feel like that's a danger, though, that is being introduced once you're putting haircuts inside of the bar.
I know. I don't know who came up with that decision.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good one, but there we are.
So I mentioned, I think I could bring this into another thing that I wanted to talk about. And this weekend, I actually went out with some friends. We have this, there used to be an officially organized bar crawl that would happen.
Wow.
It would be like in this village that's pretty nearby. And they're downtown. There's a lot of different bars there. So we would do it, and it was like officially organized, and they would like take donations to like a food pantry, like all sorts of stuff. It was like legitimate. Yeah. So I think COVID made it like it just stopped. It never came back after the Clovis struck. And we've just kind of decided we should keep doing this every year anyways, because it's like always a good way to get everyone together. Sure. Like, we know we have this like one day where, and I honestly, I don't do anything really. Like, I'll at least like with this group of friends, I see them a lot less frequently than another group of friends, but these are the friends like I grew up with, like high school and like I've known them forever. So I don't see him as regularly. I don't see my other group of friends all that regularly either, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I stay home a lot more now that I've become old and I,
you
know, don't drink as much.
I totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So my brother has decided that he's going to take it upon himself to be like the official organizer of this every year.
Okay.
So he organized it this year, you know, all the stops and everything. So I went out, I met up with everybody, and I found that this one bar had gluten-free beer, so of course that was the one that I was going to make my appearance at, and then it ends up being this thing where it like carries on there for a little bit, because I convinced some other friends to just, let's simply stay here, because I have my special beers, and I had two beers, which is wowee, like for me that's wow. That's a lot.
two beers for one guy.
Yeah, that's a lot for me now compared to like years ago. That's simply nothing. But these days, that's a lot. The bar was pretty cool. We were at it's like it was literally like built in the 1800s, and it still looks really old. It's cool.
Yeah.
But I even before I started to drink, I was like, you know, walking in, I was like, I think my big joke tonight, like I was planning my jokes out, of course, because I had to,
of course,
I had to entertain,
as
I had
you
to
do.
Absolutely crush.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of it. I was like, you know, I think my big joke that I want to go tonight is going to be about respect, because that's been so funny to me lately. We've been demanding and asking for our respect on the show a lot. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this out in person with other people, see how this goes.
Yes.
And I gotta tell you, it was going really good. I was getting a lot of laughs.
Really?
I was not only was I asking for my own respect, I was like asking people to respect other things, like show this some respect, like things like that. And it was going well, but then it took a really bad turn.
Oh no.
It took a really bad turn. Someone that I don't really know them. They're a friend of a friend.
Okay.
And I do this thing where I always think everyone knows that I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
That everyone must know that everything I do is a joke.
Right.
So there was this person there, and she, you know, I just bring it up. We're all standing around, and I say something about, I think I said, yeah, but do you respect me? And then and then like it kind of kept going, and I was just like dead set. Like anything, like the conversation would change a little bit, and then I would be like, "Yeah, but do you respect me?" And like I came back to it a couple times, and like everyone else here knows I'm joking. They're right. laughing as I'm doing it. And then she says, I don't know you, so I don't know if this is a joke. And I think my response was, well, do you respect me? And then I start to get like really goofy with it. I'm like, I'm going to leave if I don't get my respect. So I like did this fake, like, I start to do a little walk out. I was like, yeah. Are you sure? Like, do you respect me? I might stay if you respect me. Still will not say that they respect me. So
wow.
I walk out. I like, it's like we're on an outdoor patio. So yeah. like I go around to the side and I kind of stop and I'm like, last chance. And then she really loses it.
Oh no.
She gets up, storms away, walks over to another group of friends of mine, like that, who all also obviously know that I'm joking around no person would ever in a serious scenario constantly be asking for their respect, yeah. which I think should give it away, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened here because she did not get it. Maybe it was just drinking I'm sure there's a lot of factors.
Sure.
But she gets up and like storms off, goes to this other group and is like pissed. And she says, I don't do that weird shit. And one of my friends was like so like cracked up by this that he just like stood up like like covering his mouth laughing and literally ran to me and it's like, she said she doesn't do that weird shit. So that, and I'm still standing like outside of the patio at this point. So then I'm like, I start to feel bad.
Yeah.
Even though like I'm joking. Everyone knows it's a joke. I think she should know it's a joke because I keep saying things about respect.
Right. Yeah.
And I decide, okay, I'm going to go apologize.
Okay.
Because I don't want her to be angry.
Right. Yeah.
She's running and saying she doesn't do this weird shit.
Right. Yeah.
So I went and apologized. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm always under the impression that everyone knows everything I say is a joke.
Right.
I'm sorry if I took it too far. And if you didn't understand, I don't want to do anything to upset you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I did, later on, I did bring back up, do you respect me to her? So
nice.
I did get the call back in. And I freaking absolutely crushed and murdered.
I was going to say, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, I don't do that weird S-H-I-T.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that I did the rhyme, the R-E-S, the spelling rhyme. I think I said it to her at one point, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, I demand that you give it to me. I'm pretty sure I said that. And you think at that point, like, oh,
right.
Yeah, this is definitely a joke, right?
Yeah, like what serious person would go up to another human being and say, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, I demand that you give it to me.
But yeah, I don't know, wow. But I was able to clear things up, I think, so.
Well, that's good.
But yeah.
Wow.
But otherwise, I got to tell you, if you do want to try it out in public, demanding respect does appear to crush and murder. So
it's great to know.
Yeah.
That was a comedy masterclass. Okay. I've got a voicemail to play.
Okay.
And then we have an update on last week's shenanigans.
We do. Yeah.
Not the update we want.
Right.
It's an update. Nonetheless.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to play this really quick and we'll move on to the main event before we close up shop here.
Hey there, guys. It's Pete Dot Owens. I was listening to your bit about Eastern European accents and it reminded me of a memory and I just wanted to share it. When I was in Romania for a little while after college, I was there with a group of people, and our sort of group leader was a guy named Michael, But Michael was his, like, English name. His Romanian name was Mihai. So we called him both. He went by both. And he spoke great English, but he had just this lilt of an accent that would come out on certain words. And one of the words was he liked potatoes a lot, and he wanted us to wanted to teach us a special Romanian way to make potatoes. And he would say, potato, very weirdly, and it almost sounded British.
British,
yeah.
But he also left us with this beautiful Romanian joke that I'm going to tell you now. And maybe Brian can tell us if it's anything like the Serbian jokes. There's these two recurring characters in Romanian joke folklore, joke lore, if you will.
Joke lore.
Called the aggressive fox and the pig.
Wow.
And the pig is eating pears in a tree. And the pig goes up. The aggressive fox is eating pears in a tree, and the pig goes up to him and says, aggressive fox, why are you eating pears in the tree? And the way Michael delivered the punchline was this. The aggressive fox said, I'm eating plums. Anyway, goodbye.
That's a great joke.
Yeah. Wait, I'm eating plums?
Yeah. Buch, I'm eating plum.
Buch, plums.
Buch, it is plums.
I don't think I know any Serbian jokes off the top of my head. I can't really remember. My grandma that was Serbian, she was the one. Well, maybe this was one because this is what she always said to me. Always chew your nuts.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, if you don't, you get stomachache. Yeah. So
I was going to say maybe it was something like, why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's sung. Yeah, yeah. It has to be.
With like 15 verses.
Yeah.
And Scoobledy-Doo is the punchline.
Of course.
Every time.
Of course. Yeah.
That's a great Eastern European accent encounter.
It is, and I was actually thinking about this. At my work, I have two Eastern European accents.
Wow.
So, for me, it's just nonstop.
It's like you're in Eastern Europe all the time.
Yeah. So, it is like I'm living in Eastern Europe.
That's amazing.
So, you call anyone else if you do have Eastern European accent stories. We'd love to hear them. 260-355-5713. Leave us a message. We will gladly play it on the air because I don't know why, but just the idea is very funny to me. So,
it is. It's hilarious.
I think it's just the phrase, hearing that in the accent is what does it.
Oh, yeah. 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 Definitely. All right. So in our last few minutes, we wanted to give you an update on what went down last week. As we know, we surmised last week that the employees of Sheldon Ace Hardware are listening to the show live on Twitch.
Right.
Every Tuesday night.
Right.
And we determined this because we spent a lot of time strategizing on how to give a gift card to Lauren, another employee at this hardware store. And we decided that the best outcome would be if Lauren answered the phone directly.
Mm-hmm.
And then put Skylar on to talk about her experience.
Yes.
Lauren picked up within one ring.
Yes.
And it was almost instantaneous.
Almost sounded like she was expecting us.
Yes, definitely.
And you could hear a little chuckle to the voice at times.
Yeah.
Mixed with maybe some annoyance as well.
Sure, yeah.
But, yeah.
So we presented Lauren with a $25 gift card to Applebee's. She is getting half price apps for free.
Yes.
We suggested, we heavily encouraged her to spend it on half price apps. We also requested that she ask Skylar and she herself call our random line after using the gift card.
Yes.
To let us know what both of them used it on.
Yes.
It's been a week. It's been 1 week and not a peep.
Yeah, we still have yet to hear from Skylar and Lauren about the gift card situation. And to be honest with you, I'm feeling a little down about it, a little depressed, a little sad. You know, I was just hoping that, you know, we could hear about their happy experience and hope that we could help bring some joy to them.
Yes, absolutely.
And fill up their tummies with half-priced apps that they were getting for free.
Yeah, yummy nom noms. And there's still time. We don't know. Yeah. We don't know the circumstances.
Or schedules. Right. Or, yeah.
So maybe they're waiting for the perfect time. Maybe they're going to go out together and then they're going to call us. I'm still holding out hope. But as we close out the show, Brian did prepare a special message.
Yeah.
Just for the employees of Sheldon Ace Hardware. Specifically Lauren and Skylar, because those are the two that we gave gift cards to.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, because I know everyone at Sheldon Ace Hardware in Elk Grove, California is listening right now live on Twitch.
Yes.
I want to say to you...
And can I just say really quick, we believe that we know that because we first decided to call Sheldon Ace Hardware because we got a phone call from them.
We had a missed
on our random line.
Yes.
So we believe that they are listening there and calling us from the store, and that's why they were chosen. It wasn't a random thing.
Yeah.
There's a real connection here. And I'm sorry, you were saying you'd like to say Ace Hardware.
I would like to say to the other employees of Sheldon Ace Hardware who think that we have abandoned them. That we've forgotten them. We have not. Okay. Yeah. Your time is coming.
Your time is gonna come.
We need to hear from Lauren and Skylar. So please encourage your coworkers at Sheldon Ace Hardware to call 260-355-5713 and recount to us their experience with the Applebee's gift cards. We want to know what half price apps they ordered.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, without further ado, I'd like to play the special message that you have prepared.
Yeah. I was down. I was upset. I'm depressed, sad, just hopeful that they get a chance to use the gift cards. That's everything that was going through my mind when I prepared this.
So, people of Sheldon Ace Hardware, specifically Lauren and Skylar, this is for you. This is such a powerful song.
I'm crying.
Sheldon Ace Hardware. Sheldon Ace Hardware.
I love it when you get deep like that.
Sheldon Ace Hardware. Sheldon Ace Hardware.
Wow. And if that doesn't move you to tears, I don't think you have a soul.
Right.
Lauren and Skylar, please remember your Applebee's gift cards. Don't let them expire.
Please don't.
And please call us as soon as you're done using them. 260-355-5713. Our random line is open for voicemails 24/7. And for the rest of you, if you have an Eastern European accent encounter that you want to tell us about, 260-355-5713.
And thank you for the Sheldon Ace Hardware Men's Choir for that backup at the end there. You heard them do the Lowe's Sheldon Ace Hardware.
Yes.
That's them. So thank you. we'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.